This is Linda Woodruff, the official spokesperson for the Eurovision Broadcasting Union, the EBU. You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. It's amazing.
Oh, thank you, Linda. Welcome to the Eurovision Showcase right here on Forest FM 92.3 with me, your host, Kieran Uri Tuttiot. Sit back and relax and enjoy this wonderful 1 hour extravaganza of Eurovision Song Contest music.
Love, shine a light in every corner of my heart. Let the love light carry, let the love light carry. Light up the magic in every little part. Let our love shine a light in every corner of our hearts.
Love, shine a light from Katrina and the Waves, the UK Eurovision winner in 1997. Oh, yeah, what good times it was. The country was on such a high. Yeah, for various different reasons, which I won't go into because the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM is non-political. Yes, we keep well away from all that stuff. But the country was on a high, there's no doubting about it, yes. Tony Blair became Prime Minister and Labour got in after years of Tory government and the country was just wanting change and it got change. And everybody was just crazy, lunatic happy. I remember that day pretty well. I was about 11 at the time. But still, I think I was the day before... on the Friday, just come back from Derbyshire, and it was for a year six residential trip away. And we stayed in a youth hostel in Matlock in Derbyshire. It was great fun. And it was a bit of a life learning experience for me, being well away from family. I remember it very well, because the following Saturday was the first Saturday back after the week away. It was a good return back home, basically, is what I'm trying to say. Right, well, the last UK Eurovision win, 97. Could 2019 be the year? Ooh, we'll have to find out, won't we? So the lovely chap that is Michael Rice is representing the UK this year in Tel Aviv. Let's see how he's going to do. And take a listen to his song. Once again, we love this song here at the Eurovision Showcase. We do indeed. So here is the UK Eurovision entry for 2019. Here is Michael Rice with Bigger Than Us.
Hear these words that I sing to you. I will make it clear it's me and you. We can have this love that we never lose. It's bigger than us. Take my hand and I'll lead you home. Can you understand? You will never be alone. It's bigger than us. It's bigger than you.
What sense does it make when I feel like a fake, when I'm saying to you? just a mortal with potential of a Superman. But what sense does it make when I feel like a fake, when I'm saying to you all, be good for goodness sake.
The Ark with the Worrying Kind. That is Sweden, 2007. Oh, what a tune. A tune of tunage. Incredible. Oh, yes. And completely underrated at the 2007 contest. Many songs in that year were completely underrated. Yes, the East of Europe completely bowled over every other country. It really did, and hence why Serbia won. But Serbia actually had a fantastic song. There is no doubt about that. Right, now, back in Melody Festival in the Swedish National Final in 2007, there was a corker. And there were plenty of corkers, to be fair. Måns Zelmerlöw was there with his debut to Melody Festival with Kara Kara Mia of Love, of course. And Sarah Dawn Finer, as we know, is Linda Woodruff now, debuted as well with a song, I Remember Love. And this lady sang for her second chance to represent Sweden at the Eurovision. She did the previous year with a song called Entomol in 2006, of course. So then in 2007, she sang a song called Fortu Finns. Yes, and Fortu Finns is a beautiful, beautiful ballad, and I can't wait to play it for you. And it was sung by Sonja Aldén. And Fortu Finns, from Swedish into English, means because you exist. This is the unplugged version too. So here we are. Fortu Finns, because you exist, from Sonja Aldén, from the Swedish National Final Melody Festivalen 2007.
Lätta spår i sanden och en vind som smeker ömt. Jag är så lycklig att jag fann den, den lyckan som jag alltid drömt. Så kom närmre mig, låt mig värma dig. För att du kan, du leder vågorna mot land. Du river murarna mot världen. För att du ser, för att du förstår. Nu lyser himlen där jag går. Du tar min hand och visar vägen. När du står framför mig, då ter sig allting som det ska. Så kom närmre mig. För att du finns, för att du kan. Du leder vågorna mot land. Du river murarna mot världen. För att du förstår, nu lyser himlen där jag går. Du tar min hand och visar vägen. För att du älskar idag. För att du älskar som jag. Mot världen, oh,
touching kiss. You're my sweetest mountain dew. Happy I, cause happy you, for our dreams come true. They always do. Watching the sunrise, beautiful red skies, hoping this day.
Representing Lithuania at the 2002 Eurovision Song Contest with the song Happy You. Yes, probably one of the most cheesiest and lame Eurovision songs ever, but it is so good. Yes. Now, all my family, I think my mum and dad and all of my brothers I know adore this song, and we know the words all off by heart, don't we? Mum, Dad, Niall, Connell, Brendan, don't we? Yes, we do. Often we sing along to this in the car when we were kids. Oh, the good times, the good times. Oh, yes. So, now, okay, right. Coming up soon, we have requests coming from Robert Wallström in Gothenburg, Sweden. Oh, yes, Robert. God kväll to you. And also, we've got one from a new listener, and from Doncaster, Mick Ward will have a request. Yes, a new member. Yes, it's like I've watched a little bit too much of Little Britain, and yeah, you're probably right there. Okay, it's now time to do something incredibly randomly here on the Eurovision Showcase we do each week. It is called Rob's Random Request. Yes, it's time for Rob, who is my husband since August of 2017, has two hats. Yes, one of the hats has got little bits of paper with countries on, and the other hat has also little bits of paper, and it has years on all the way from 1956 until 2018. We'll have to do 2019 very soon, but we'll do that after the contest. Alright, so okay, it's now time for us to pick a country. So, Rob's putting his hand inside the bag, or the hat, shall I say. And the country he's picked out is, oh, Luxembourg. Right, okay. And Rob's country, oh, sorry, the year. Yeah. Oh, okay, it's 1972. Ah, that's funny. That's a winner. So we're going to play a winner here as Rob's random request. The winner of the 1972 Eurovision Song Contest was Luxembourg. It is Vicky Leandros with Après Toi. Yes, Vicky Leandros won the 1972 Eurovision Song Contest. It was the 17th edition. which took place in Edinburgh, Scotland, United Kingdom, and held in the Usher Hall on Saturday, the 25th of March, 1972, and was hosted by Moira Shearer. Also known as Lady Kennedy, she was born on the 17th of January, 1926, and passed away on the 31st of January, 2006. She was an internationally renowned British ballet dancer and actress. She passed away at the age of 80. She was born in Dunfermline, Fife, in Scotland, and passed away in Oxfordshire. And she's pretty well known for her films, of course, and she starred in films from the late 40s up until 1987. She starred in The Red Shoes, The Tales of Hoffman, The Story of the Three Loves, The Man Who Loved Redheads, Peeping Tom, Black Tights, and lastly in 1987, A Simple Man. Yes. So, yeah, she came to public attention as Poissy Fossil in the advertisements of the Noel Streatfeild book Ballet Shoes, and she was training under Flora Farberin, a good friend of Streatfeild. Yes, she came to international success with her first film role as Victoria Page in the ballet themed film The Red Shoes. Okay, well, the 1972 Eurovision Song Contest was a pretty good show. I must admit, the song quality was really, really high. We had the second ever entry of Malta that year, because they debuted the year previously in 1971 in Dublin. The previous year in 1971, Monaco won with Séverine's song Un Blanc, Un Peu, Une Rue, and which means a bench, a tree, a street. Yes, but the principality didn't meet the demands of hosting the event, and the King of Monaco received a letter from the European Union, the European Broadcasting Union, about hosting the 1972 contest in the principality, but he was unable to provide a venue, the props, and the remainder of the requirements needed to host the Eurovision, so the BBC stepped in and chose to host the song contest in Edinburgh, the capital city of Scotland, of course. It was the fourth time the UK played host, even though we only won twice in that time. So we hosted previously in 1960, 1963, and 1968. Okay, so the winner was Après Toi from Vicky Leandros. Après Toi from French into English means after you. Okay. And Vicky won with the most amount of points. She won with 128 points. Coming second was a UK entry, The New Seekers, Beg, Steal or Borrow, with 114 points. In third place was the German entry for Mary Russe with Ne Lied Liebe, Lass uns Lieben. Well, it's easy for me to say, of course. 107 points. My goodness me. So many numbers, such little time. The Netherlands came fourth. Sandra and Anders with Als het me on da Liefdegat. Yeah, 106 points. And fifth place was the Austrian entry Milestones with Falter im Wind with 100 points. Yes. So let's hear Rob's random request this week. This is Luxembourg 1972, the winner of the contest, Vicky Leandros with Après Toi, and the English version was called Come What May, but we will hear the French version, the proper one.
Je voudrais, mais ne peux t'en vouloir.
désormais tu vas m'oublier. Ce n'est pas de ta faute, et pourtant tu dois savoir qu'après toi
Eurovision classic here on the Eurovision Showcase. Luxembourg 1972. Après toi from Vicky Leandros. Okay, now before we have this week's edition of the Eurovision Showcase news, we have a request. Now you can get in contact with us and give us a request and we will play it for you. We will. Whatever Eurovision song you may have, it could be Austria 1962. It could end up being Ireland's Eurovision entry in 2003, or it could be Iceland's entry in 1991. Yeah, it could be Greece's Eurovision entry in 1978. You never know. It could be anything you like. I will play it for you. I will. I will. And Mick has just done the same. So anyways, you can get in contact with us. On Twitter, at ESC Showcase, send us a tweet. Of course, you can send us a message and comment on our Facebook pages. Give us a request that way. Our Eurovision Facebook page is called the Eurovision Showcase. And of course, you can email us, escshowcase@gmail.com. So Mick Ward has sent us a message. Thank you, Mick. Mick listens to us almost every week live on forestfm.co.uk, and he lives in Doncaster, so there is no excuse for missing the show. Yes, if you've got internet connection, there is no excuse. But obviously, most weekends he has a social life and he might be away from the show, so you can listen again on Mixcloud, Spotify, or download the podcast, of course. So he is actually going to be going to the Eurovision in concert in Amsterdam, the Netherlands soon. Oh, the lucky man. Lucky, lucky man. And he's requested a Dutch song as well. So why not? Good idea. So Mick, I'm going to play your request. So thank you for your request. And it's the Netherlands 1974. What a tune. This is Malcolm McNeil with I See a Star.
The days and nights went by, but no one told me they can be fun too if you only see.
There's such a lot of beauty you can live for. You only need someone to open up your eyes,
and you will see things never seen before.
I see a star, a brand new star. It's right there twinkling in your eyes.
I see your face, a happy face. It's like the mirror of my mind.
I see a star, a brand new star. It's right there twinkling in your eyes. I see a face, a happy face. It's like the mirror of my mind.
It's been there all my life, so it's my duty. I won't lose sight of it, the fire that you lit.
We'll keep on burning till the end of time.
I see a star, a brand new star. It's right there twinkling in your eyes.
I see your face, a happy face. It's like the mirror of my mind.
I see a star, a brand new star. It's right there twinkling in your eyes.
Happiness.
It is now time for your Eurovision Showcase news, today on Sunday the 24th of March 2019. Well, currently the bookmakers of Eurovision 2019 have got the current ranking system. So, the Netherlands are currently in the lead with 21% of chance of winning. That's Duncan Lawrence with Arcade. In second place is the Russian entry from Sergei Lazarev with Scream. In third place, going up from fourth to third, is the Swiss entry, Luca Hani with She Got Me. In fourth place is Sweden's John Ludwig with Too Late for Love. In fifth place is Italy's Mahmoud Soldi. Sixth place is Cyprus's Tamta with Replay. Seventh place is Iceland's Hatari with Hatari Minsuga. In eighth place is the Greek entry Katrin Duska with Better Love. In ninth place is the Maltese entry from Michaela Place with Chameleon. And in tenth place is the Norwegian entry for Kino with The Spirit in the Sky. Now, in 23rd place is the UK entry, which is Michael Rice, Bigger Than Us. And poor old little Montenegro are last in 41 place. The final version of the Serbian entry this year from the amazing Neva Bozovic has been released. It's called Kruna, of course. So you can check it out via the Eurovision Song Contest official YouTube page. IQ, who represented the former Yugoslavian Republic of Macedonia last year in 2018, have a brand new single, and it's called Dancing. And finally, plenty of previous Melody Festival and artists like Molly Sandén, Bashara, Yohio, and Boris Renee have all new singles out. So, and you could go to weeweeblogs.com to check out the links to them. Yes, yeah, so there's lots of new music, and I'll put the link up on our Facebook page as well. So that is your Eurovision Showcase news. I'm Kieran Arutasius, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM 92.3, broadcasting locally in East Dorset, West Hampshire, and across the New Forest on the south coast of the United Kingdom, and of course all over the world on forestfm.co.uk or via the TuneIn Radio app.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
The Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Hello, this is Amir from France.
Hello, this is Magnus Carlsen from Sweden.
Hello, this is Christian Costa from Bulgaria.
Hello, this is Dana from Ireland. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Yes, it's a local radio show all about the Eurovision Song Contest. Coming to you from East Dorset, West Hampshire, and the New Forest on the south coast of the United Kingdom. And it is hosted by me, Kieran Arutasius. Join me each Sunday at 5 p.m. UK time, 6 p.m. Central European time for the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. There is no need to be making your mind up.
Hi, this is Jon-Henrik Fjällgren from Sweden, and this is my song Norrsken. It's min Northern Light. Enjoy.
Du torkar tårarna på min kind. Du lyser norrsken, du blåser vind. Allt du vill är att skona mig, men jag kommer aldrig att glömma dig. Solen värmer min bara hud, vinden bär alla vackra ljud. Dagen kommer som ger mig tröst, dagen när jag åter hör din röst. Hjärtas slag, långsamt röjer mitt andetag. Tonen växer och ger mig tröst, tonen som kommer ifrån din röst.
The amazing Jon Henrik Fahlgren with Norrskian. That was from Melodifestivalen 2019, coming fourth. Jon Henrik, I really want you to win Melodifestivalen 1 year. I would love it if you managed to get to the contest. It would have been, I would have been over the moon. But I'm still very, very happy that I've got your music in my life. That's all that matters. Yes. Winning's not everything, you know. Especially when it comes to Eurovision, because only one song can win. Really. Right, it's now time for Robert Wallström in Gothenburg, Sweden, for his wonderful request. And Robert likes the bizarre and the different and the crazy, which we embrace here. We really, really do here at the Eurovision Showcase. Oh, yes, we do. Right. So I'm going to play you a song from the Finnish national final in 2004. Here is Susan Sontag with 11th Hour.
Maybe it's too late. Now are you in for the-
das Nucha for Portugal in 1990. A Sempre High Game. Which is beautiful. It means there is always someone. Oh, there is indeed. Now, poor old Nucha came second last with only 9 points. Criminally underrated of epic proportions there. And I know for a fact the president of OGAE UK, which is the official Eurovision fan club, completely agrees with me on that. I'm good, glad. Right. If you do want to join the official Eurovision fan club, you can do. Head over to their website, OGAE.UK, for more information. Right, okay. Now, it's time for us to go and listen to a song live from the Eurovision Song Contest itself. Yes, it's time for Live and Kicking! Yes, and it's now time for us to listen to a song from the 1968 Eurovision Song Contest. That year was held in the Royal Albert Hall here in London in the United Kingdom. And this was an entry from Switzerland in 1968. I think this is incredibly underrated. This is a beautiful song, and it is sung from Gianni Moscolo with the song called Gheggando I Sole, which Sole is Sol. What's it called? It's called Guardando I Sole. Yeah, not Sole, as in Sole as in sun in French. It's similar. Basically, it means looking at the sun. And he's wearing, actually, sunglasses on stage. Yes, his outfit, oh dear, is a bit, well, it's very 60s, put it that way. But I love this song. It's beautiful, sung in Italian. This is the Swiss entry to the Eurovision Song Contest 1968.
Io vorrei star con te guardando il sole. Pregherò per veder l'arcobaleno. Dicevano t'amo, io vorrei intrecciare le mie mani con te.
Thank you.
abbracciare le mie mani con te.
Suoi. E chissà perché non ridevo più. L'erba si appoggiò sul vestito mio. Era come se io dicessi addio. Non leggevo più nei pensieri miei, ma poi si fece chiara l'atmosfera. E dovevo dirgli sì. La mia mente disse sì, per paura o per amore, non me lo chiesi mai. Sì, dolcemente dissi sì, per provare un'emozione che non ho avuto mai.
E quando nel suo viso tutto il cielo si scoprì,
sì, sì. Quel che accadde poi non ricordo più. Forse mi svegliai o mi addormentai, e nei sogni miei grandi praterie, e le mani tu strette nelle mie. Correvamo e poi, correvamo e poi si fece chiara l'atmosfera, e tornai a dirti sì. Sì, dolcemente dissi sì, per provare che non ho avuto mai.
E quando nel suo viso tutto il cielo si scoprì,
sì,
all'amore ho detto sì, e ogni notte come
sì.
Gianola Cinquetti with C, Italy, a 1974, coming second, just behind ABBA and Brighton. Yeah, they did. So, right, that is your Eurovision Showcase news for another week. Thank you for joining me, Kieran Ari Tassiet, right here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. I hope you join me next Sunday at 5 p.m, where we'll be giving you recaps of all songs in the Eurovision Song Contest 2019 next week with our good friends from Eurovision Radio International, JP and David Mann. So take care of yourself. See you next Sunday at 5 p.m. Arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, bis la dobidenia, and see you soon. Toulou!
From Moldova, you are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, and this is our song.
my lucky day. Enjoy!
Hello, this is Sara Aalto from Finland. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Monsters. Enjoy!
This is Lucas Meyer
and Gromy,
and we're from Poland. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM,
and this is our song,
Light Me Up. Enjoy.
Online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.